Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today, my friends? Fake really good. Smiles all around.
I'm great.
No, Riggins, your smile's real. Mine, yes. Mine and Lindsay's are fake.
I've perfected my fake one, though.
Although, I'm real good. Something cool did happen yesterday when I got to my my night job. You know, it's been about 5 years since it's just been the Ace and TJ show, the TJ Riggins show, and just us working with each other in a building. We haven't been in a radio station. So last night I got to the station and the marketing director and the sales manager, like the top sales part that's over all of the salespeople, they're usually in the building late. If I see any of the other employees, it's the two of them. Miss Toya and Miss Jackie. And so I found some things in the prize closet of our studio cleaning out stuff. And I said, well, I'm going to take one of these to each one of those ladies. And so I did. They freaked out. They're like hugging me, kissing me on my cheek. I mean, so the positive thing about that is that I've still got it.
I was waiting to see. Yes, I agree.
You know, we always want the ladies at work to love me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And and I'm two for two on this one.
Yeah, and they always, you know, you're right. They always did. While when my stint with you guys, everybody did. You know, especially I'm thinking of one that was on a show. The show like down the hall. Very nice African-American lady. I can't think of her name.
Oh, Jackie. Yeah, her name is Jackie, too. She worked with John Boyne and Billy.
Jackie, too. Mm-hmm. Loved you.
Yeah. That's because she thought I was sexy, though.
Well.
And she wanted us to leave our spouses and run off together.
Hey, love is love, you know?
Here's a fun fact for you. We're talking about Jackie that we used to work with. Her nephew is Steph Curry, and her brother is Dale Curry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's famous.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. But you know, I had to tell the ladies, though, I said, hey, because they were gift cards that I gave them, and I said, when you get there, have them run it first to make sure it's still valid.
Yeah.
How embarrassing would that be on me?
Yeah,
we used those gift cards and they said they were expired.
Yeah.
They're not going to love you so much after that. If that happened. Yeah.
He gave us a dud.
And then they'd be saying, well, he wasn't lying. They really don't pay him to work up here.
Well, it was never a doubt in my mind that you had it all the time. You know, you never lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pete, when he was working with us, used to get nervous when I would tell the HR lady how hot she looked each day. I saw.
Classic. He's like, I don't think we should be doing that.
Oh my God. You go, oh my God.
Who's my book?
They loved it though. I don't know what they do, but they love it. They love it.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I usually keep up with all of the trends that are going around, even with the young folk. mainly with the young folk. Mm-hmm. And that's no cap.
Oh,
you see?
I forgot what that meant.
That means lie. Cap means a lie.
That's right.
He capping. Although I've never had a young person be able to explain to me why they use the word cap for lie, what the correlation is. And, you know, when you try to ask that question to a lot of people, they have a hard time understanding the difference between the meaning and the origin of a mm-hmm. word. And sometimes they'll just look at you, and this is all ages, look at you with this glazed look like, it just means lie. I don't know. And yeah. I never understand that, how you go around using a word and you don't know where it came from or what, you know, why that word is what you're using as slang, how it relates. I don't get it.
Well, you know, those young kids.
Yeah. Tell us what the origin of cap is, Lindsay.
Yeah. Well, you see, what had happened was there was a cap on a marker one day. No, I'm kidding.
But I didn't know that this was going around as a trend with, I guess, the TikTok crowd. The watermelon diet. We haven't talked about the watermelon diet, have we?
No, I don't know what this is.
No, well, but do tell.
It's a trend where young people are just eating watermelon. Oh. And so much so that now the doctors have had to speak out and talk about the dangers of eating nothing but watermelon, and it has no protein in it. And it, you know, all of this other stuff where it's like, you got to have a doctor, an expert, tell you that it's not healthy to eat nothing but watermelon 24 hours a day.
Oh, I thought there was protein in this.
Yeah. And you know what? Jokes on them. We did the cabbage soup diet. We've done all of them, kids. So we were the first ones.
It was supposedly a Beyonce diet where she lost a lot of weight so fast to be in the Austin Powers movie. It was hot sauce and syrup and something else you mixed with. Yeah.
Yes. Cayenne pepper. I did it, TJ. I did that one. And it lasted like a half a day, and I was like, forget it.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't Tabasco. It was actual cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She did it for like a week or something. It was crazy.
And I think on the show at the time, we made it just to taste it, mm-hmm. and it was terrible.
It was terrible. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
And she never sanctioned that or endorsed it. So it may not have ever been true that she did it. It was just somebody coming up with something. This is the Beyonce diet.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she had chefs and trainers. She's like, why are people saying I did this? Like, this is a poor man's drink. Like, I didn't do that.
So she lost 61 pounds in a day and a half. Yeah. By drinking this magic elixir.
I tried it though. I was a sucker.
Of course you did. Of course. I did try it. It was nasty.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, a lot of people were commenting the video that we posted the other night about you trying to make Lindsay gasp about that roller coaster story, you know? Uh-huh. We got a lot of comments that say you look so much thinner in the video.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do something to it? Like, did you Photoshop it or whatever you call it?
Yeah, I put you through a filter to make you look skin.
Just stretch him, Matt. Stretch him.
Yeah. The skinny filter.
Yeah. His head looks long, but he looks a lot thinner.
Yeah. No, we look fatter, but he's skinnier.
And his backdrop looks wonky.
There's no flag anymore.
Yeah, I didn't put any filter on, but yeah, a lot of people commented and said you look a lot thinner, and that's because TJ's on this I don't want to call it weight loss. What does Lizzo call it? She's releasing weight. She's not losing weight.
Right.
because when you lose weight, you're losing part of yourself, and he's not losing anything. He's releasing the weight and he's becoming more, whatever.
I'm freeing the weight.
You're freeing the weight. I did think about you, yesterday. I saw this viral video and you love French onion dip. Like that's one of TJ's favorite things ever is that, you know, that you go to the grocery store in the refrigerated section, they got that French onion dip and you like it with Ruffles. Am I right?
Right. Yeah.
I saw a company that has upped that to another level. I think the company is called Dean's.
Yeah.
And they have French onion dip that they open up and then they pour in movie theater butter, like the shelf stable, shelf stable movie theater butter. And then they say this is the ultimate way to enjoy French onion dip, which seems like, it seems like the fattest thing you could do, doesn't it?
Yeah. And how much dip are they putting on these chips? I know they're doing it for the video, but I mean, you got to have a balance on, you know, a chip to dip ratio on that. And that's one of those things where I'm thinking French onion dip is something that needs no improvement.
True.
You know, why would you put, you know, some sort of a butter that can stay on the shelf forever?
Yeah. Well, the top comment actually came from a person. They said, I had a good amount of this French onion dip left, but only a bag full of like chip crumbs. So I just dumped the crumbed chips into the dip and ate it with a spoon.
Yeah.
He said it's the fattest thing they had ever done.
Oh, that's too much dip ratio right there. Wow. Well,
it depends on how many crumbs you got left. Yeah. I mean, you could measure it out. That sounds like a me move, though.
It kind of does. Like you're making the best of what you have left.
Does anybody else use a rubber spatula to get every single little speck of peanut butter out of a jar?
Actually, I do for my son, so I'm with you on that. He will freak out if it's empty. Mm-hmm.
I have a little rubber spatula, and I'll scrape every bit of peanut butter out of a jar.
And then
just get it all out.
And that goes spatula to mouth?
If there is enough to put on a piece of bread for a fold over, I'll use it for that. But for the most part, just licking it off the spatula. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
spatula to mouth every time.
It's the perfect vehicle for peanut butter.
You're such a spatula licker.
It sounds like such an insult. The lowest of the low.
The spatula licker.
Would you be afraid to do that in front of Jody for fear of what she might say, or do you not care?
You know, as Batista told me that time when he said, I'm never ashamed of my asthma. I'll say this again. I'm never ashamed of my peanut butter.
That's amazing.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, I knew it would come one day. I knew it would come the day where I would realize that there is something positive about my wife's voice. And scientists have uncovered it. A new study out of the Indiana University shows that twangy voices are easier to understand in noisier places than neutral ones, especially when spoken by women. Isn't that crazy?
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Interesting. So I'm good too.
Yeah. But you know,
now, I'm not as twangy as
no, and they called it the Dolly Parton effect. So you're Southern, Lindsay, but it doesn't sound as twangy. I think twangy usually has to have a little bit of a nasal tone to it. You know, like a lot of country singers are twangy. Like, for example, you would say that that Ronnie Dunn, one of the best singers in all of country music history, you would say that he is kind of twangy, the way he sings. You know, kind of in his nasal passages and all. Like, when the sun goes down on my side of town, That lonesome feeling comes to my door. You know, that's kind of twangy.
Yes.
Twangy. Like that Rascal Flatts fella. You know, he's twangy. You know, yeah. I'm his Mayberry. You know, get, up in there. Yeah.
Twang.
My wife is talking. I said, I'm going to get the filet. Do you want to split it or you want me to get the small one? I always hear that in a noisy restaurant.
You can't miss. You do it spot on, too. That is, if I close my eyes, she is here with us.
She loves it when people say that, too.
Yeah, I know.
But in my other show, those little fellas, they don't, they've never met her or anything. And when I do an impression of her on my my volunteer show, they just look at me like, because it, you know, it does seem like it would be a little bit too animated if you don't know.
Yeah.
So I guess I got to, you know what she said the other day? The younger producer that I have over there, his name's Isaac. And so when they put me on the air and they assigned him to me, he didn't go juggle me or anything. And it was about a month in, I came to work one day and he said, man, I just decided last night to look you up on the internet and Google you and all. And he started talking about how he didn't know what a big deal I was. And, you know, the whole Ace and TJ history and all of that. So when we were going through some of that stuff in the studio, cleaning it out the other day, and I found this box of just like a bunch of awards that the Ace and TJ show had gotten through the years. I mean, it's 30 years. You're going to get that stuff. And she goes, oh, you know what you ought to do? You ought to take that and let that little Isaac look through it. He'd probably enjoy looking at all that. like I'm just going to show up. Hey, look at all my awards. Have fun.
Enjoy.
He'd love it.
I'm a pretty big
lover.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio?
New radio is
social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh, I'm looking around this room, which is my studio now, and it's also my puffy couch, TV watching room. It's my working room. It's everything. And I'm going to have to start locking the door, even when I'm not in here, because if Jody walks in and sees all of the cords and junk in this room the way it is right now, she will freak. Oh, I got to lock the door.
She will not be happy.
Okay. Lindsay says she's got a big story. And so we said, okay, well, let's get to it. What is your big story? What happened?
All right. So as you know, I'm at the beach on a vacation. Yesterday, I needed to go to the drugstore. So Kyle's like, I'm going to come with. You know, we have some people watching the kids. So I said, sure. So we get in the car. All of a sudden, downpour, like I'm talking hurricane-ish weather. Okay. So we're driving out of the Seabrook neighborhood, which is about 2 miles long to get out of the neighborhood. We're about a mile in. I can't barely see the road, but I see a little white teddy dog lost, soaking wet, skish in the road. We almost hit him. I'm like, Kyle, pull over, pull over. He's like, I'm not pulling up, pull over. You know, he's like, Lindsay, what are you doing? So I get out. I chase him down the road. I grab him because I know he's lost. I get back in the car. I'm drenched. I mean, we're all drenched. The dog reeks of like wet dog and, you know, I'm like, we got to figure this out. So I look on his tag. I see two phone numbers and an address. Perfect. call the numbers, go straight to voicemail, go straight to voicemail, go straight to voicemail. I'm like, okay, we're going to go to the house and I'm going to let them know I found their dog. So we pull up to their house. It's about 3 minutes from where I found the dog. We pull up, I go up to the front. They have a glass door, like as their main door. So I look in and there's his sister sitting there, the dog's sister. It's got a bow, just same dog, little Malty Poo. So I said, okay, well, that's a good sign. They know each other, you know, knock, ring, no one comes to the door. It's an open floor plan and I can see all the bedroom doors are shut. So I'm like, maybe they're taking a nap. Anyway, keep ringing. I'm there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? Stop me if we got to take a break. I get the handle of the door just to see if it's open, and it is. And I'm like, hello? And I shut the door real quick because I'm like, I don't want to get shot. You know, it is South Carolina. I don't know what people do around here. So I shut the door and nothing. So I'm like, I cannot leave this dog in the house. I got to take this dog with me. So I get back in the car. Kyle's like, what are you doing? I'm like, go back to our house. I got to figure this out. So we get back to our house. All the kids are like, Mom brought us a new dog. We have a new dog. I'm like, oh, Delilah sees the dog. It looks just like Teddy. Do we have to take a break?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah, we can do it now. We could have gone a few more seconds, but okay. If this is a good stopping point, we'll stop here and then we'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just relax on the edge of your seat for a few minutes and we'll get the story coming up next.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so Lindsay is at the beach in South Carolina. She and her husband were going to the store yesterday, saw a lost Malty Poo in a torrential downpour. She tried to get it to the owners. They never answered the door or the phone, so now she's taking it back to their beach house that they're staying in. Mm-hmm. And the kids are going crazy. They think they have a new dog. Okay, that's where we are. Now, go.
Yes. And if you want to put the picture up, this goes with this. So Delilah walks down the stairs. She remembers Teddy, my former dog that has died. She walks down the stairs and goes, oh, my God, Teddy is back from heaven. And I went, oh, because guess what this dog's name is on his tag? Teddy.
Are you kidding?
And I'm not kidding. And he looks just like my Teddy. I mean, same dog, same everything, right? So I'm soaking wet in this photo. Anyway, so she's like, we've got, this is a sign from the Lord. That's what she said. I was like, God, okay, help me. So anyway, there is a dog here with the other family, like a French bulldog. So he's got food. So we sit food down. The dog houses it. I'm like, how long's this dog been gone? You know? So anyway, Kyle talks me into taking the dog and putting it in the house and then letting the security guard at the gate know what just went down. So I'm like, okay, cool. Great idea. So we're going back to the drugstore. On the way, we drop the dog off. I just open the door, put it in. He's back with his sister. They're happy. I get in the car. We see the security guard at the gate of Seabrook and we let him know. I'm like, hey, here's the address. This is what I did. You know, so we're going to the store. Well, when we dropped the dog off, we saw cars in the driveway. I'm knocking, same thing. No one's coming to the door. I'm like, Kyle, they're dead. Like, I watch a lot of freaking Dateline. They are dead. They are in there. They died. And now their dogs need a home. He's like, that doesn't mean we take the dogs, Lynn. I'm like, yes, it does. So we get to the drugstore and I'm like, I don't feel good about this, Kyle. I think someone has died in there. So I call the Charleston Police Department.
Okay.
Not emergency line. And I'm like, I need a welfare check today, right now. They're like, what happened? And I tell them the story. They're like, well, you have to fill this out online. I'm like, listen, I think people are dead. You better go. So I have to fill out this form online. They're like, we'll give you a call. This is about 11:30. So we go to the drugstore. We come home. I take a nap with Delilah. It is 3:30. My phone rings. Okay. I answer. It's a Charleston number. I'm thinking it's the cops. Hey, is this the person that found my dog? I was like, oh my gosh. Yes. Like, I found your teddy. He looks like my teddy. I picked him up. I'm telling her the whole story. She goes, yeah, sorry about that. My husband was in surgery and I was in the surgery waiting room and had my phone off. And I said, oh, okay. Like, no problem. He's safe and sound. She goes, yeah. So also, did you call the cops on us? And I said, well, yeah, I was worried that like something happened.
All right, I'm sorry, but we have to take a break, another break.
Oh, sorry. Look,
I swear we're not doing this just to keep you dangling as John and Joan Q listener. We just like we're late right now, so we'll finish it up coming up next. I promise.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, here's a big catch-up. Lindsay found a dog lost in South Carolina where she's on vacation. It was a torrential downpour. It is a Maltipoo named Teddy. She had a Maltipoo named Teddy. They were exactly alike. It was a sign from God. Now she tried to get the dog back to its owners. They didn't answer the door, even though their door was unlocked, and it was a glass door, storm door. You could see into the house. Went back to the house, put the dog in the house, told the security guard at the gate, hey, we did that, and da-da-da. And then she thought they might be dead, called for a welfare check with the police, welfare check. She filled out information. And then the police went, and now the lady has called her and said, I wanted to talk to the lady who returned my dog. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So very monotone lady says, yeah, by the way, did you call the cops on us? I said, well, yeah, I thought, you know, I didn't say I thought you died because that was a little, I said, I thought something happened. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. And she said, yeah, when I pulled into my driveway after my husband's surgery, there were so many lights and cop cars in our driveway. So, And I went, okay. Well, I'm glad the dog's back. Thank you. She said, yeah, okay, bye, and hangs up. I am shaking mad at this point because I'm like, what just happened? Wait a second. What just happened?
She didn't even say thank you for bringing the dog back?
No. I'm about to get in my car, go get those dogs, and kidnap them. She won't even care. I'm taking them home. Yeah. I was so upset. And then I was like, wait, maybe I shouldn't have called the cops. And I was like, wait a second. I thought you were dead.
So she's acting like she's the victim here because she's upset because her husband was in surgery. And then she comes home to a lot of drama with the cops in the driveway. She was gone that long with only the storm door and it was unlocked.
I had so many questions. When I hung up, I was like, you know what? I should have been like, why was your door unlocked? I mean, this is a very safe community, but it doesn't matter. There was a huge storm, like a hurricane-ish, and you're leaving your door open and your dogs are just sitting there. Like, there were a lot of things, and I just had so many questions. And also, why you a rude bee?
Yeah.
Like,
but did she seem like the type of person that would never, ever want the cops at her house?
Kind of. Yes. Yes. And not only that, the license plate said New Jersey. So now it's kind of like clicking, because they're not super friendly, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. That is crazy.
I stand by my decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Right? Okay. I'm like, right, do I? I don't know.
Did he come back and say, you shouldn't have called, I told you shouldn't have called the cops?
No, he, I mean, listen, he does think I'm crazy at all times, but he was like, yeah, dude, I mean, it's probably the best. Cause I mean, it had been 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. And you know, she was calling you a busybody Southern bee and all kinds of stuff. Mind your business. That's kind it. Of deal.
So there's only one solution. I'm taking the dogs. We're going home. When I got back home to our house, all the kids were crying because the dog was gone. I was like, yeah. Well, looks like we got 2 new dogs.
Or so. Just take the kids and leave them with the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, now that
is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget, coming up in a few minutes, it's the Week in Review, recapping everything you might have missed in the world of pop culture and on the TJ and Riggins Show. And I'm going to definitely have to update that soon because Lindsay just told us the craziest story about her trying to be a good person and reunite somebody with their lost dog, only to be burned by the dog owner. I just can't get over that, Lindsay.
I know. I'm still mad.
It's awful. But that
happened to me one time, remember? I told you that this chocolate lab was just running through our yard, and we got him, and he had a collar, and it was the neighbors back behind me, which we're in kind of in the country, so they're a little bit farther back than normal. And we tried calling them and did the same thing. Nobody answered. And so we loaded him up into my truck, in the front of the truck, not in the bed of the truck. And, just drove him around there, and the guy was out in his yard and said, hey, we have Tucker. That was because that was the dog's name on his collar. He goes, you have Tucker? I said, yeah. Yeah, he was in our yard and he looked lost, so we were just bringing him home. And he goes, looked at his little boy and started yelling. He goes, did you know Tucker was out? He goes, somebody must have looked at me. Somebody must have left the gate open. And at that time I was getting the dog out of the truck, and then I just, you know, here's your dog. And then he started yelling at his kid again, and I drove off.
I cannot believe.
Yelling to the kid about his mom. Like, ask your mom if she's saying,
That is mind blowing to me, because I was just saying, like, it's my dream to reunite somebody with their lost dog, and they'd go, oh my gosh, I've missed this dog so much. Like, not that you want to be a hero, but it would just be such a great thing to be involved in some moment like that. But that's two instances now that I've heard where the people just act like they don't even care.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What would you do, Riggins, if your dog was lost and somebody brought it to you? You would go you would try to give them money and cook for them and do whatever you could do. I owe you for life.
Yeah, I would be overjoyed and so thankful, because that's the appropriate response to when somebody, a total stranger, decides to help you. That's the appropriate response. And the fact that these people aren't even saying thank you. I mean, I would want to set their house on fire. I'd be so upset.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Oh, dear. Well, it's not surprising, though, that Lindsay helps. Today's National Girlfriends Day, and it's celebrating women who have strong bonds with other women. Now, there is a National Girlfriends Day. I don't think there's a National Best Friend Guys Group Day. No. You know, I don't think that happens, but
If you looked at the calendar for all those types of things, 90% of them would be celebrating womanhood in some way or another.
Yeah.
Some different way that women could celebrate themselves and possibly get trinkets.
Yeah. Yep.
Women love trinkets.
Think about it. Girlfriend's Day, Mother's Day, Best Friend's Day, Sister's Day. Like, the list goes on.
Yeah. And today might be the perfect day to get trinkets on National Girlfriend's Day. Don't you think Lindsay is a good girlfriend, TJ?
Yeah. I think she's a loyal friend and willing to help at all times on to other women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. So, Lindsay, this is just a national happy Girlfriend's Day to you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. The most special time of the week. The Regan sings about the things that have gone on the TJ and Regan Show and in popular culture. It's called Regan's Week in Review. He's got an audience live in studio with him in his room. It's his dog, Riley. It seems to be a little unnerving for Regan's, but he'll make it through. Okay. Are
you ready? Yes, I'm ready.
Go.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay's at the beach again this week. At this point, why unpack? Because even the hermit crabs are whispering like, oh my God, she's back. TJ is wasting away before our eyes. You can actually see his weight decrease, and he's no longer dipping everything in ranch and bacon grease. So, good thing. Lindsay cried on the show yesterday. We were just waiting until it stops. Maybe she's just emotional, or it could just be the schnapps. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Speaking of crying, Rob cried during Fantastic Four. He actually did it twice. And I did what any good friend would do. I reported him to ICE. The beard, I'm just saying. You know, everyone's into different things, like choosing what you want to eat. I mean, I don't want him voting or in the military, but, you know, I think it's really sweet. I haven't been able to walk my dog in this crazy heat we have, and he's got copious amounts of hair. But after a couple Benadryl tucked in a Slim Jim, he doesn't seem to care. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. I had to go inside of a bank this week, pretty odd for this day and time. And then I went down to the old soda shop and got a peppermint stick for a dime. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry are hanging out, but they're so busy, it's going to be tough. She's going to space. He's doing blackface. They're just doing so much stuff. You know,
Scott, he did that.
Yeah, he did, I think, a couple times, allegedly. A lot. He said he couldn't remember. You ever do blackface and not remember it? Come on, Justin.
Yeah, that's something that would stick with you, I would think.
I would think. TJ, tomorrow is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, and I know they make you fat. Maybe when you're eating your steamed zucchini, just like picture it as that. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Ooh, good.
Thank you.
Good. Very good.
Thank you so much. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's a new term that I learned on the internet this week, and men seem to love it and women are infuriated. And I will share the details and see how mad you get coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There is a term that guys are using mostly on TikTok, but women really don't like it. Now, the phrase guys are using is the word dyriad. Yeah. And it's supposed to, you know, imply that men go through a cycle as well. And they're just using it as sort of a way to say we're allowed to be emotional and stressed and in pain or just moody when we want to be if you get to do it. Now, most women are not happy with it because they think it sort of minimizes their experience and what they go through and how they feel and things like that. And they see it as guys just kind of like rubbing it in their face. Like it's, they're making it up or something.
Yeah. I didn't take it as the guys really are that feminine and, you know, wimpy and whatnot to say we have emotions too. I took it as they're being ironic and sarcastic, you know?
Yeah, I think they are, but that still seems better to be upsetting women.
But that's the best way. That's a much better way to be doing it rather than be sitting around like women yourselves and going, well, we're emotional too.
I totally agree.
Like they're, you know, making fun of the women is way better than being, you know, feminine guys sitting around talking about that.
Totally agree.
And ironically, but I do agree with you there. If it's a joke, okay. But yeah, if you're just trying to get on our level.
Yeah.
And make it seem like, just say you have feelings too. You don't have to call it anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. A woman said, I'm really tired of the fact that apparently people who are free to talk about my body and how it works are the ones who don't have bodies like mine. Every time I bring it up, somebody tells me I'm being offensive simply for making any reference to it at all.
Well, I remember when they invented PMS.
What's that?
I said, I remember when they invented PMS, I was a kid and there's a product called Pamperin and they, you know, Pamperin is an over the counter medication. It was the first to start advertising that there was a thing called PMS and that the Pamperin helped you through PMS.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
It was like it's like Midol. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't even a thing until it hit the advertisements. Nobody even talked about it. They didn't even know that was a thing.
Women didn't talk about cramps or anything like that before that.
Well, they did, but they didn't have a PMS label for it. And they didn't have, you know, where they made a big deal out of it.
Oh,
was that like a term?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And more women seem to get stricken by it after that started.
Is that right?
I think it caused women to get the PMS.
Oh. Now it's something I can have, I can get, and I'm going to get it.
Yeah, they just weren't careful. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who was the PMS, you know, who were the spreaders and who were the carriers and who were, I mean, all that kind of stuff, but it did. I mean, it's the cases of PMS after Pamperin introduced it to society skyrocketed.
Really?
I mean, from zero to millions overnight.
See, I didn't know any of this.
I, for one, am a carrier and a super spreader. So I'm both, you know?
That's nice.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is apps.
And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, they always say that, you know, you can see yourself in your kids, and sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a reflection that you don't think is that pretty.
Ooh.
You know, he got my temper. Don't do that. Son, you know, I've hurt so many people by having these temper tantrums and things. Don't be like that. Or, oh, he's just out there risking his life doing stupid things. I know you're adventurous. I see you doing the kind of stuff I did, you know, that kind of thing. Well, this is one of those situations with boy, my son, that good or bad, I just know that it comes right out of my, loins. So, you know, we were just talking about it a few minutes ago, and then in that little promo thing earlier in the week about Rob going to the Fantastic Four movie and all of that and crying. He loved it so much. He's already seen it twice. So boy texted me yesterday just out of the blue and said, I saw that Fantastic Four movie last night, and they made a character that's usually a male, a female. And of course they had the only woman in the group. Wait, hold on a second. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, you may not want to hear this. I'm sorry. I haven't said anything to give anything away yet, but 3, 2, 1. All right, I'll start over. I saw the Fantastic Four movie last night, and they made a character that's usually a male, a female. And of course they had the only woman in the group be the main hero in the end.
Yeah.
And then he goes,
that's straight from you. Yeah.
And he said, it was trash. And then he goes, and people clapped.
That's definitely your son.
Yeah. And I said, Rob saw it twice and cried both times. He said, I almost cried from how bad it was.
I love him. He's the best.
Wow.
And now Rob's offended. Rob's like, I clapped. Guys, I clapped.
Clapped and cried.
Yeah, I know Rob cried. I wonder if he's a clapper at the end of movies. I wonder.
Yeah. He is for sure. Do you have to question that? Mm-hmm. He is for sure a clapper. At the end of a superhero movie, yes.
Yeah.
Which is something I've never, ever understood. Unless you're at a film festival and the people who made the movie are in the audience with you or they're up at the front, clapping after a movie is just wasted appreciation.
Yeah.
Because who's receiving that? If you clap, it's to tell the performer, you know, that was great, I enjoyed it, but they're not hearing you clapping. So yeah. Maybe Rob isn't into the clapping, because most of the time you have to jump up to do the clapping. It's usually a standing O, and Rob's not jumping up.
No.
And, you know, he's probably got his popcorn and all that stuff, so he can't clap. So
yeah.
He's a crier, not a clapper.
I still think he might do that. Yeah. Which is worse, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
But it does sound terrible.
That did sound awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's your child.
There's no doubt. I mean, that is TJ coded all over it.
Yeah. No all need over. To take Jody O'Mari for that, huh?
No, not at
Nope. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, I have a big update on a saga that was going on yesterday. And that is the saga of the big, nice desk console thing that's in our old studio that I'm having to get out of there, because the last day on our lease is today. So everything's got to be done today. So yesterday I was talking about how I'm going to have to go over there and just take a sledgehammer to these desks, as much as I hate to, because, you know, we've been talking about what great quality these desks are, and you hate to waste it. You need some, it'd be great if somebody could get some use out of them. And this person said that he wanted them, and then he realized he couldn't get them, or so I thought. We had a guy come by that said, it cost you $400 to take it away. I was like, that's when I decided I was just going to demolish them. And I was feeling really badly about it. I was like, I hate doing it. These are so nice. This is such a great setup, the whole thing. So the landlord was the one who knew the guy that said that he wanted the desks. And then all of a sudden he just said he's not going to be able to get them, to get those desks. Well, he was there yesterday and he said, did you find a solution for the desk thing? And I said, yeah, I think we did. And he said, yeah, my buddy, I mean, he came over here to get them. And he said that, but as soon as they picked them up to try to move them, they started falling apart.
No.
He was trying to take it. They wouldn't have made the move from here, like a half mile down the road to his office. He said, as soon as they tried to pick the desks up, they started falling apart. And he said, look, and he went to pick up Riggin's desk. And the leg was falling off of it. The back started falling off of it. And so at that point, I'm like, demolition is not going to be very hard then. And then he's looking at me and I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Tell your buddy, I'm sorry we're wasting his time. Cause he probably went and got a trailer and got some people come help him and the whole thing. Cause they're big.
Yeah.
I said, tell him, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I said, but then again, I was talking to the landlord. I said, until you kind of moved the desk around looking at them the other day, I thought they were attached to each other. I thought it was one big unit.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're individual pieces that are put together like a puzzle. And he said, look, and he tried to pick up on the desk, and you could see the legs swinging in, and he put it right back down because he said, if they would have picked it up, then it would be sitting on the floor now when you got here.
So more TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio. New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, they have surveyed some peoples, and they've come up with the 10 most hated foods in America. Now, knowing that Lindsay eats just about anything, we go through the list, and Lindsay, you tell us if something pops up that you would not eat or that you just hate. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The number one thing on the list that people hate is anchovies.
To be honest, I've never had anchovies.
Okay. They're kind of like sardines, but it's the anchovy is what makes Caesar dressing taste like Caesar dressing.
And I love Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
I've just never actually tried the,
liver.
I never had liver mush.
Yeah. Or just, we like fried chicken livers, as Southerners most of the time we do, but not beef liver. Sardines.
I've never had sardines. What is
tofu?
Wrong with you? Never had tofu.
Squid.
Calamari. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Who hates calamari? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Aviar. Have you ever had that?
I have recently and didn't care for. I mean, it was fine.
Okay.
I could live without it.
Oysters.
I like oysters.
See, I hate them. Only Louisianian that hates oysters.
Even fried?
I don't even eat them fried.
Okay.
Blue cheese. I hate blue cheese.
I don't like blue cheese.
You don't? Most women love blue cheese.
Okay, let me clarify. Blue cheese crumbles, fine. Yeah. Blue cheese dressing, don't like.
Yeah, I think they're talking about the crumbles.
Okay, yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
I know you've never had chitlins. That's on the list.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's pig guts is what that is. And sushi. It says 38% of people hate sushi.
Wow, I love it. Mm. I can eat it every day.
And then here are the ones that just missed the top 10. Beets, you love.
Love.
Okra.
Love it.
I do too. Brussels sprouts.
Love it.
Eggplant, which one of my favorite things is eggplant. And olives.
Love it. Love it. Love them.
Do you like beets better than olives?
Olives better than beets.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
We're cool. Okay.
So we won't be putting tennis balls on your walker quite yet.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, here's an interesting survey. It says that 22% of people take their birthday, quote unquote, extremely seriously. It's even higher among Gen Z and millennials.
Yeah.
That makes sense. then it talks about some people get depressed about turning a year older, but most of this seriousness is about wanting to feel what, Riggins? Wanting to feel
special?
Special.
Special.
And have it be memorable. Okay. So, this, if it's translated into real talk, you would say that a majority of women and feminine men take their birthdays extremely seriously.
Yes.
That's what it would be, and that they want to feel special on their birthday.
Yeah, it's got to be that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an adult male, you are not taking your birthday extremely seriously and wanting it to be special and putting a whole lot of emphasis on making it special or having somebody make it special. If you're an adult male, if you're a kid, you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a main, and that's what you're worried about, is how seriously you're going to take your birthday and how special people are going to make you feel, you need to go to the hospital. Men don't do that.
Yeah, it's true. I don't even know when it's y'all's birthday.
Right.
Have you noticed that? You're like, oh, by the way, it's my birthday. Oh, wait, what?
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Does Kyle make a big deal out of his birthday?
He doesn't. But you got to know the week, the month of my birthday, the week of my birthday, and the day of my birthday.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's just the difference in the way God made men and women. You know, he made women way more self-absorbed and way more of a look at me and treat me special and demanding attention and adoration and all of that. And he made men cool.
Well, I was going to say this is taking a nasty turn. I just like a birthday party, regardless if it's not.
It all comes down to one thing with women in most cases. It comes down to the trinkets.
True.
Women always want the trinkets.
Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So if everybody has seen the pictures already, Jason Momoa, who is Aquaman and ladies find him so hot, he shaved his beard for the first time in, I think, 6 years. And a lot of the conversation now online is, does he look as handsome without the beard? And
The one I saw said that he shaved his beard for the first time in 8 years or whatever it was, and he's not happy about it.
Yeah. He's doing it for his role in Dune 3. So I guess he said, I'll do anything for this specific director. And yeah, a lot of people are just saying he's not as good looking without the beard.
So, he looks different and older.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. And to be honest with you, he looks a little bit less exotic.
Right.
I agree.
Which is part of the reason that he's so handsome is that he's got that the mocha skin and then those bright eyes.
Yes.
You know, and all of those adorable features.
Yeah.
Has Kyle ever worn a full beard, Lindsay?
He can't grow one.
Oh.
Because of his baseball injury.
Yeah, that's it. He got injured. He can't do it.
Well, I know that's why he couldn't be a Savannah Banana.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
I'm going to start using baseball injury as my out for everything. I can't have baseball injury.
Baseball.
It just leaves enough, out there to make it convincing. I love that.
He can have scruff, but it's like if he grows a full beard, it's patchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got that Swedish blood. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm.
Today is National Water Balloon Day. When was the last time you got in a water balloon fight?
Oh, 24 hours ago.
Oh, really?
24 hours ago. The kids blew them. No, the kids blew them up or did them outside, brought them in the house and started throwing them.
Oh.
Oh.
Did they get weapons?
Yes. I mean, they got to talk. Yeah. We're in a double family household right now. So, you know, it's different for each individual. But, yeah, mine were in trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, that is grounds for a whooping. Throwing water balloons in the house.
Yeah. Well, there's a wedding that just took place at the beach, and this isn't like your typical wedding. I think it's amazing. TJ is going to absolutely hate it. And I'm going to share the details coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Libby and Ryan Dyer just got married. They're a couple from Australia, and they still live in Australia. So Ryan, I think, is 31. She's 30, and really good-looking couple. But they just had their wedding, and it was sort of a dual-purpose wedding because they also treated their wedding as a celebration of life for a family member. But the family member was their dog. So they invited people. Their dog is 19 years old. Ryan got this dog when he was 12. He grew up with this dog. The dog is now 19, and they had already made plans to have their wedding. And then they found out the dog's health was declining rapidly. So they got married on Saturday. They knew on Monday they were going to have to put their dog down. So what they did, they had the dog at the wedding and treated it like a celebration of life for the dog and made everything focused around the guests coming up to share their warm wishes with the newly married couple, and then also pet the dog and, you know, give them a nice send off. The dog got to enjoy the wedding dinner, the dessert, really enjoyed the happy hour because he was the star of the show. I think it's a sweet thing to do, a little multi-purpose wedding. Or does it distract from the actual importance of the day? Can it be both? I guess is the question.
You know, it's their wedding. They can do whatever they want, no matter how silly and ridiculous it is. I'm just shocked that Australian churches allow dogs inside the church for the weddings and stuff to be hanging out in the doing a celebration of a dog in the church.
Well, they got married on the beach, if that matters.
Oh, so not a church wedding?
It was not a church wedding. It was an outdoor wedding. The reception was inside, but I don't think it was in a church.
Now, would I go to that if I were invited? No.
No. You wouldn't? TJ, if I was doing it and I was getting married and I said, we're also going to have a celebration of life for Riley, God forbid, you wouldn't come to my wedding?
Well, I'm not thinking about it as somebody that I'm really close to, like I am you. Because I wouldn't think that I could be close to a person if this is the way they thought. And then, I would think I would have not a whole lot in common. I would just be an acquaintance of a person that would do this. So, you know,
that's fair.
I even go as far to say, I don't even think you'd be an acquaintance of someone that would do this. I mean, I genuinely don't think you'd ever be invited to one, which is great for you.
It is really good for you. It's solid for you. And you don't need to be invited.
But who wants to combine a funeral and a wedding? It's just takes.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
Come on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.